And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is confusion as to who is who in the zoo. And I just want to say I've known Alex for some time, although I've never met him and his two children in person. But he is an amazing man that's giving his children the best education they could possibly have, because they go with him to these events. And first of all, they're seeing what a real man is like. And second of all, they're seeing, learning for themselves what's going on. Alex had sent me his hard questions to Roxy Lopez, and I love how this email starts out. It's time to occupy the Occupy movement. I mean, that's like so beautiful. And in fact, as you were saying before the break, Alex, this is soft activism. You could also call it managed resistance. You know, when the UK brought in Gandhi, you know, oh, let's put on a diaper and be peaceful about all these atrocities that are going on. No, they're killing us, okay? And I was amazed that you actually asked her if she thought that chemtrails HAARP is about global domination and population reduction. And her answer is, I do not. I think it's about money. Well, there you go. That's all I had to read. This person is not the real deal, okay? Because it's obviously about these things. And it's not just these things. It's vaccinations. It's pesticides. It's fluoride. The list is endless. And these people are not somebody, in my opinion, that people should be listening to. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, you can't yell fire in a movie theater. But if there is a fire, you must yell fire. You must tell people they're in danger. And how can just talking about weather modification, when this is just one of the many things that's being done with the chemtrails? I think one of the main reasons is putting all these metals in the atmosphere because it makes HAARP much more effective. And of course, HAARP is also being used for mind control purposes. So how can they ignore these things? It just boggles my mind. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, well, those are all great points, and yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, good. They're all great points. What it is that they're using basically this controlled resistance and consensus, collective consensus, and the Delphi technique is indoctrinated in these political science, political thought, psychology, social psychology, law, and law enforcement students, aspiring and eager and vulnerable agents of social control. And like these soft activists in the movement, they're vulnerable because there's so much disinformation and the control of information. I don't want to get into that because it's huge, but psycholinguistics, psyops, double think, double talk, propaganda, PR. It just goes on and on and on. Media poly-psyops is what actually is the Occupy movement. And these people are brought into this, and they might have good intentions when they come in, but they weed out the good people really quickly, and they leave the psychopaths as they're getting rid of the what used to be a good beat officer if it was law enforcement. They're now replacing them with mind-controlled minions and zombies ready to go out and attack and punch old women in the face or it doesn't matter what. And so these things were generated in the Tavistock Institute and Common Purpose. So people should look that up if they want to understand the technique and finding the solutions, like what Dan touched on there earlier. Now, when we first went to attend the Occupy movement with Josh Steffler from We Are Change Victoria, who is the chair, and we meet there at QV Cafe at 7 p.m., 7 to 9, 11 p.m. on Sunday evenings at QV Cafe at Fisgard and Government Street. Josh brought me in there, and he explained that we were pretty suspicious about the funding and the domain registration of the Occupy movement. And sure enough, it came from Paulina Arcos in the UN building. And the funding yes. came through the banksters themselves. So it's controlled opposition, no doubt about it. We figured it out in 30 seconds. You could tell that there were these political science, political thought, social psychology and psychology, law and law enforcement students in amongst the facilitators. And they were controlling the entire thing. I got up within, within the first hour. I kept trying to pull people away. I said, it's completely, it's a gong show. Let's just split. And I got up and told them if they were going to continue at this pace, we were all going to end up in the same mass unmarked grave. And that's the same thing I have to say to Murphy and to, Rosalind Peterson, with all due respect, and to Roxy Lopez and to Francis, anyone else, Clifford Carnicom. I mean, if these people are trying to keep their heads down so that they can survive or feather their nests or, you know, if they're afraid, I think I'd like to point out that we had a saying in World War I, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Those of us that are unafraid, they should be promoting our shows, you and I or whatever, because those of us that are unafraid are paying a very dear price to tell the brutal truth. If they're going to allow these consensus control and various techniques to water down the message and become soft activists, they're basically aiding and abetting the terrorists, the treasonous terrorists, and thus they are guilty of treason. Now,
let me make a comment, please. I just want to state that, as I said, I've talked to Michael Murphy at some length, and he does say that he's doing a series of documentary. His rationale is you have to wake the people up slowly, and the last one's supposed to be what in the earth or who in the earth is doing the spraying. The problem I have with that is that we're running out of time. So I don't put him in the same category as these other people you mentioned. However, he does apparently, basically stick up for them. So I'm not sure about that because, like I said, when I talk to him, he definitely agrees that we're being killed in many ways. And as I said, he's supposed to be on my show the last Saturday of the month. I told him my listeners can handle the truth and they need to hear him say the truth so that they know who he is in the zoo. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah. And I agree with you there. I don't know him personally. I know a few people that talk to him here in Victoria that are chemtrail activists. I know people around the world that do all the time. And I see, but he's out there promoting the Occupy movement, and that's very suspicious in itself, because how could a real activist not recognize this at this point? After 3 months, I mean, anybody with a brain is going to realize it's controlled opposition. So you got Roxy Lopez I really like the Occupy movement, and then she repeats her neurolinguistic programming. This is what democracy looks like. I turned the radio show off. I defriended her on Facebook. I'm not going to have anything to do with someone that's spouting out disinformation. Now, whether they, here's the thing.
Okay.
Is it malice? Is it malice, or are they malicious minions, or are useful idiots? It either way, is it incompetence or malice? It always boils down to that. And that is really the technique that government uses to perpetrate the master-slave society against us. It always boils down to malice or incompetence, reasonable doubt. It's got government all over it.
Right, or plausible deniability. Yeah, actually, hold on, Alex, because I was going to ask Dan to comment. Anyways, go ahead, Dan. You read my mind. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for bringing all these up, because self-activism is not activism at all. And all of these approaches that they're using, the bottom line is compromise with evil is impossible.
Yeah.
And the Occupy movement is George Soros funded through civil society organizations, open society, all of that stuff. They have people, they say they don't allow megaphones, so people shout a sentence and then everyone repeats it. You know, that's basic mind control. You know, and all of the psycholinguistic techniques they're using, I'm glad you brought all that out. But the bottom line is compromise with evil is impossible. Any technique that does that is suspect, and it means that those people are the problem, not the solution. That's all.
Right, because they're aiding it. No, that's excellent, because they're aiding and abetting, okay? And see, they could also be filled with fear, so that's another possibility. But either way, no matter what the excuse is, they're causing harm. They're causing harm because the true warriors, like I said, this is just like with the vaccine movement, the true warriors who are trying to warn people that this is a weapon of genocide, you know, they don't want to hear that. So it's like, oh, let me listen to somebody else who's a little bit toned down. You know, it's just amazing.
Sasha Carly, there's no it doesn't matter, you know, there are a thousand doors into this situation, and whatever excuse they use or whatever reason doesn't matter, because the result is the same. They're trying to water it down and compromise with evil as impossible, and that just encourages people of conscience to get a backbone, get on the stick, and do what each person can do according to their individual character and dharma, and do what they do best in order to destroy this system of evil.
Right. And evil is evil, even to its own. So don't mess with the evil, people. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our very important answer is confusion as to who is who in the zoo. This is so important because we have so many branches on the tree of evil, and we have to go to the root. The root are the predators who are destroying our health, our world, you know, our finances, everything. It's all being done on purpose. And when you put that in the big picture scheme, you know, then people can actually wrap their minds around it. And I just want to also say, I was in touch recently with somebody that's going to be on my show soon. He's finishing up a book with all kinds of solutions. There are solutions for all these things they're doing. But first, we have to get rid of the predators and expose their aiders and abettors. And I just want to mention a couple more quick things. I just thought of an excellent bumper sticker. Through Alex's inspiration, Occupy the Occupy movement, we are being culled. You know, somebody should come up with a sticker like that. I'd sure put that on my car. And I just want to mention one other thing. As I said, I have been infiltrated with minions over the years. And someday I'll write a book, how I got my PhD in minionology. But the main minion who really almost destroyed me on many levels was a man by the name of Habib Peter Khawaja. He's in Florida. And he actually coerced me to move to Florida with all these big plans he had. We were going to do internet war crimes trials. We were going to do all kinds of things about vaccinations because he pretends that he wants to help the Gulf War veterans. And I want to mention that because, of course, once I got down there, it was all about controlling me and not doing anything. But I think that's an excellent idea. What we should have, and I'm saying this now on every show that I'm on, is there's got to be some station that could do this, to actually have internet war crimes trials, similar to the Nuremberg trials, with various people that have documentation and proof of what's being done, each present their information, and let everybody around the world hear. So although I paid dearly for that experience, someday I think that's what's got to happen. But anyways, go ahead, Alex. We have a few other callers waiting online, so and we run out of time so fast. But please finish up if you could.
Okay, so what I'll say is that we're using FedBook or Facebook and YouTube only to spread the truth, the brutal truth. My YouTube channel is Joker Tattoo with three O's on the end of it. And if you can't get it through a channel search, which happens all the time because we're being censored, what you do is you look up on YouTube Harp or Chemtrails Victoria. And then you'll see my message about the 6.5 billion enemies that these minions are getting themselves for doing this to us. We are right. We have every right to fight for our lives. In fact, it's our legal obligation. When you're aware your government's engaged in treason and genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, global government is treason on the face. We have an obligation to stand up for our children and ourselves. And it's a moral and legal obligation. And like Dan said, we need to grow a backbone and a spine, each and every one of us, and stand up and risk ourselves selflessly and bravely and be as decent and scrub your ego clean and just get out there and fight like you're supposed to. Stand up for your women and children, for Christ's sake. And that doesn't involve trying to be soft about a message because it's too harsh. You have to, and I understand and appreciate the position that Michael Murphy et al. Are faced with here, but I also recognize governments controlling that message through consensus creation, the Delphi technique and everything, and I really strongly recommend and encourage them to look that up. I'm not trying to take away from all the work they've done because they've done a lot of good for this movement because no one else got that thing out there, just like the Occupy movement, but look at how it's being throttled and, you know, accelerated while we're being choked out with various forms of electronic censorship, sabotage, and outright attack. For instance,
yes,
you have paid a huge price, and everybody on your show knows that, but the new listeners might not. So I'll let you talk about that. But my kids and I are sitting here right now, and they can verify that we're under attack. You know, just you can bring them on and ask them a question for 30 seconds, whatever you want, and they'll verify what happens to us in their own words, if you like.
No, it's not necessary. We're all under attack.
Yeah.
And I just want to say something very important.
Yeah.
The reason I brought up this Habib Peter Khawaja, and I've talked to Michael about this, is because, see, one of the things you have to realize, because everybody's infiltrated, if they're the real deal, is if the predators send in a minion, you have to face that they're a minion. And I question all of these people, Rodney Peterson, this Francis Mangle, especially this Roxy Lopez. It's very hard to realize you've been infiltrated with somebody who works for the other side. But that's what you must do, because if you will not do that, then that puts questions on you as to why you're allowing them to tone down the message.
Yeah, so Dr. Carley, like, just directly to Michael Murphy, what I'd say is thank you for doing the work you've done, and I really appreciate the strategy where you were trying to wake people up slowly, but we're out of time. By the time that second movie gets out there, all you'll do is just distract them about the financial game, which might be a psyop. And then by the time we get into depopulation, half of us will already be dead. They'll already have reclassified and be reprocessing the second or third or fourth wave. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, you'll recognize once you start to tell the truth, and what I'm encouraging him to do, as he's got so much notoriety here and popularity, is combine the two movies, the sequel and the next one, etc. Please combine them and expedite them, because we are out of time. And those of us that study the globalist agenda, like yourself, know that we're out of time and there's nothing more we can do. Now, there are a few people that I had on. Yana Murat, she's listening in from Greece, and she can call in, and if you can jump her into the queue, she can say she woke up a year ago, and within months she was against this, the fact they were saying geoengineering, and she just thought she hit the ground running. Now, having lived in Greece, it's very common that, you know, people are, you know, they've been through all the New World Order. They're way ahead of us. Look at what's happening in their country. So Yana Murat is on the line, and I can have her call in, and I'll cue her in when you're ready. And I'll just wrap out by saying that you need to understand the level of psychopathy with which these minions operate. They've weeded out the good ones, and they use only complete psychos, people that would harm children, for instance. They're using things
the
like salimetric. Yeah, they're using salimetric devices to attack targeted individuals. I won't name any because of a privacy issue. Yep.
Salimetric, what does that mean? They measure the size of your organ?
No,
what does
it
that
means
mean?
That they masturbate. It means, so they electronically, using a new form of technology, salimetric devices. And if you look up Linda Labrador on the net, she's pretty good at this. And who's that other doctor? Quickly, Q. No, Ilana Freeland.
Yeah.
This covert electromagnetic era by Ilana Freeland is a good one.
Yeah.
And then there's this Dr. Shocking News here. What's his name? Dr. Donald Hillman, Professor Emeritus, Department of Animal Science, Michigan State University. Shocking News. And you just Google that. You'll start to see what I'm talking about, especially with Linda Labrador's work. Nick Begich has talked a bit about it. They're not only using forms of mind control, voice to skull, and various forms of torture like night terrors, dreams. They're threatening my child with being choked to death with dreams that make him think that he's swallowing a ball of chocolate and it starts to expand in his throat when his sister gives him water and he chokes to death. They wake up. But the thing is, my whole family's having these dreams at the same time. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They're not our own psychology. They're completely introduced into your thoughts while you're basically in a trance, being tortured with psychotronic frequencies, whatever they're pulsing through the grid, and that's working through smart meters. So, like, we used a Stetzer microsurge meter, which measures Gauss unit of harmonic distortion. There's a field of radiation basically all around us, an electromagnetic field. and a powerful magnetic field is required to target people with, you know, they have all kinds of motors around you in your home and your electrical current, etc.
Alex, we're going into a break.
Real alternative radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is confusion as to who's who in the zoo. And I just want to say, Alex, you know, we could go on for days talking about all the things they're doing to harm us. I don't want to get into smart meters and all that stuff. But the point is that people have to face their being killed. I mean, once you start there, you know, you can investigate these different things to try to find ways to help protect you, and there's homeopathic remedies to detox a lot of these things also. So that's what people have to do, but we have to stop it. And I just want to say we have so many callers lined up, so I want to thank you, Alex, for calling in. If you have any closing comments quickly, if you could make them, because we're almost out of time already.
Absolutely. So I encourage the Murphy crew there, the What in the World Are They Spraying crew, to research the globalist agenda thoroughly, understand what it is, and not dilute the truth. As Yana Murat said, it's the truth denied because they're not telling the brutal truth. And we are, after all, the truth movement. You have set a very good precedent by putting your issues about being on a show with a minion, Dr. Rima Labo, aside, in order to let Chris get his story out, because he's calling it the great call. So he deserves the most support, period, because someone that's diluting the truth, as we've already identified, is not helping the cause but aiding or abetting the terrorists. So you've set an opportunity to realize that you have to be selfless and brave and fearless about losing your life, because this is about, if we're going to leave any human legacy here on Earth, for God's sake, let's not let it be the most inbred pathological psychopaths and parasites.
Right.
You know, we have an obligation to humanity and Mother Earth.
And that's why I agreed to be in the documentary, even though I know that Rima Labo is a minion, and that's why I encourage him to start an investigation as well. And so I'm letting people know that that's how I feel, that I'm doing it despite that fact. And also, you know, the people that know she's a minion, her and her psychopath predator, military intelligence husband, you know, I told Chris that, you know, some people may have questions about the documentary in itself just because she's in it. So he's thinking about all these things. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Good.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Yeah,
I got to start.
Yeah, excellent job on you. And just one last thing is that Ryan Elson is the person here that really did the most work, and I helped him to expose the Occupy movement in this city and actually across the country, and he's forming a new form of resistance called the Fix Revolution, and that website will be thefixrevolution.org. So fix.revolution? Fix-revolution.org. And he's the one that they called out. They keep stopping us from talking where there's a significant audience. And that's where the people with the most experience studying conspiracy and corruption, you know.
Right.
What
well,
that,
that's the
so
thing. I encourage anybody that's got an Occupy movement in their area to go to the gatherings, whatever they may be, and start bringing up some of these issues. Because you're right, Alex, we have to occupy the Occupy movement. Okay, let me get to the next caller. Let me get to the next caller.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Go ahead. Say it again. We can't hear you. You're cutting out.
F-I-X-X. Yeah, it's the fix is F-I-X-X.
Okay. All right, caller from 804. Right. You've been very patient. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Thank you, Dr. Carlin. Hello, Dr.
Yes.
Carlin.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for stopping my call. Okay, what I saw contrails with the naked eye, you know, as it come down. I ain't talking about as you look up in the sky and see. I saw it as it was coming down. It came down in strips of screens, like 3 to 4 inch in length, and looked like spider web material.
And, where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia, and I guess when I first saw it, I rang from the window, and I'm like, what in the heck is this? So I stood in the middle of the floor for like 30 seconds, and I went back to the window, and I just looked at it, and I looked at it. This was back in 2006. It looked good, and I saw people walking through it. They couldn't see it or feel it.
Well, there's actually a number of YouTubes about this. See, it's obvious. They do different things in different places. It's like there's an experiment within the experiment. And there's been a number of towns that have been blanketed with this gooey stuff that you're talking about. And oftentimes the people get very, very sick. So apparently you're being targeted. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And you know another thing? This was in the summer, like June, July. I knew it was in the summertime. And it was just coming down, and the wind won't blow on it or nothing. It looked like spiderweb, but it was in. I'm sitting here. You still heard me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're breaking up, but we can hear you.
Oh, it was coming down in strips, 3 to 4 inches in length. And you know how rain come down? It was coming down like it was glowing. I mean, floating. Coming down like in slow motion. And it just looked like spider web material. I just saw it one time. I never saw it no more.
Well, and I would suspect.
My next question.
Well, let me just comment on that. I would suspect. Because one of the things they're doing, this whole Morgellons phenomena, where people are being infected with basically electronic parasites, sounds to me like that may be something going on there. So, yeah, I mean, people have to look up, like you said. And unfortunately, where I live in North Carolina, there's times where I'll be out, and if the spraying is really bad, I'll get in a conversation with somebody in the parking lot of a grocery store or whatever, and I ask them, what are those funny things in the sky? And a lot of people won't even look up. So that's the level of zombies. We're dealing with zombies here. Their minds are gone. So there's no point in waking up those people. Yeah, there's no point in waking up these people.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, Dr. Carlin, why can't we exercise the power we have, like calling our elected officials home and trying them for treason?
Well, who's going to try them? That's the problem.
You're
that's
right.
Why we need,
You're right.
That's why we need to have Internet War Crimes Trials. You know, put that out. Any shows that any of you call into, ask them. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, credit for this. This is what we have to do. Some major station, that's what they need to do. And advertise it everywhere and let everybody around the world watch that and see all the evidence of what we know.
Thank you for accepting my call.
You're very welcome. And please tell others about the show. Okay, we still have callers on hold here. Okay. Caller from 806, are you there? Caller from 806, we're running out of time. Are you there?
It's 506.
No, we have somebody before you. 806. Okay, I guess they're not listening. Go ahead, 506. Is that you, Werner?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr.
Okay. Good afternoon.
I just heard in the last hour, and earlier you mentioned there about conspiracy theorists and so. I think we should take those that want to blame us as a conspiracy theorist, we should take them right head on. Conspiracies have been a fact of life as soon as there were more than two people on this earth.
Yeah. Well, actually, Michael Murphy mentioned a term that I loved. He said if somebody accuses him of being a conspiracy theorist, he accuses them of being a coincidence theorist. So I love that because that turns it around. But what I say is I'm a conspiracy realist and I can prove everything I say. Go ahead.
Or in other words, they are out of touch with reality. And it shows about the extent of the conspiracy. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. This Dr. Pianca, they called him the Lizard Man. A few years ago, he gave a speech at the Texas University. I don't remember the name of the university. But it was attended by professors and doctors and lecturers and students. And his suggestion was the best, the Earth is overpopulated, and the best means of dealing with this to release airborne Ebola. And basically wipe 90% of the population of the human population of this planet. And after he gave his speech, the audience, they rushed on the stage and they congratulated him and hugged him, you know. And this shows about the mindset that is among a certain part of the science community. And then they want to call us conspiracy theorists.
Werner, hold on. We're going to break. There's a meeting of psychopaths for you. That's all I can say. Okay, we'll be back for the last segment. Stay tuned. And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been confusion as to who's who in the zoo. And, Werner, I want you to stay on the line, but I just want to bring Dan on for a minute. I know he has to leave before the show's over so he can make any final comments, and then I'll bring you back on. You still there, Dan? Dan? Okay, I guess he had to go. Who's that? Who's speaking? Okay, go ahead, Werner.
Marianne, she was mentioned there quite often when she with her friends were demonstrating there in Long Island. She said that, you know, some they wanted to use basically those demonstrations as their own personal soapbox. And we have to refrain from that. You know, we have to look at the basic issue and work as a team. And
I totally agree with you. First of all, what does a demonstration accomplish? Absolutely nothing. It's an opportunity for them to mace you, tase you, arrest you for some ridiculous reason. Of course, they're surveilling all these people and using their retinal scanning and everything to identify everybody. It accomplishes nothing. And even if you had hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating to stop the genocide, not a single mainstream media would cover it. So, yeah, there's other ways to go. I mean, we have to network with each other. That's the answer, in my opinion. And learn, educate.
The more information we have and the more information we can make public, the more powerful we become.
Exactly. And that's why I've done a lot of shows on the pedophilia, the Global Pedophilia Network as well, because that's one thing that's going to really put them against the wall. Because when the public at large realizes that these predators are also pedophiles in many cases, if that doesn't get them off the couch, I don't know what will.
And as I say, it was a pretty good idea, you know. Basically, if the International Court in Den Haag does not want to lay charges against the NATO leaders about starting those illegal wars, then maybe start do it on the internet.
Well,
you know, overstepping the judicial system.
When I say internet war crimes trials, it's not like we're going to be able to, you know, find them guilty and then get somebody to arrest them, because these predators are protected by the military and the police. That's the purpose of the military and police, is to protect the predators. But just in terms of exposing the scope of this, how huge this is. And like I said in the beginning, that new video game Depopulous, where they're actually now got a video game, you know, where players do different things to kill off 90% of the population. You know, who's deciding?
Basically training psychopaths right from young on, when children are especially moldable, you know, and once the mold is laid, you know, then it is hard to break that mold later on in life.
Yes, and vaccines damage the limbic system, which can also create social violence and criminality. I've mentioned that book many times, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter. They're doing studies using magnetic resonance to take away the moral capabilities of people. So what I say, instead of killing off 90% of the population, how about if we get rid of the psychopaths? That's what we got to do. Get rid of them. And all of a sudden, the people that have all the solutions can come forward and heal the planet, heal the people, et cetera, et cetera. It's the psychopaths that got to go.
And when so many people don't want to want to wake up, you know, how do you wake somebody up who doesn't want to wake up? Throw the blanket away from them.
You can't. You can't wake them up. But, see, I don't waste any energy on them because silence is consent. So, basically, you know, it's fine with me. Let them keep on getting vaccinated. You know, they're breathing our oxygen. So if they're not going to wake up, then they're part of the problem. So I don't feel sorry for those people.
After a while, people have been fighting a long while. They run out of patience. And, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want to waste the time anymore and the energy anymore because we are running basically on afterburner anyway.
Well, when you're talking about your very life at stake, I can't think of anything more important to fight for than your life.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Carly, we thank you that you're hanging in there, you know, and I hope that the listeners, you know, that we all, you know, stick to the guns. And not when suddenly the storm subsides a little bit that we get belief that suddenly, you know, the danger is over.
Because the storm is not subsiding. They're stepping things up big time. And that's why we're running out of time. We're running out of time, and all we can do is try to wake people up as best as we can. And you know, I get lots of people that call me and they say, well, you know, I try to bring up some of these issues at Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, and they get called conspiracy theorists and all the rest of it. You know, my own family doesn't listen to me, so I have nothing to do with them. I'm not going to even waste my time on them. Keep on getting your vaccines. Yeah, go to the doctor. Go ahead.
And people have to realize the misery that's coming back home with most of the soldiers that have been exposed to depleted uranium. And basically to the psychological trauma where they've killed people and so, you know, they're involved in killing civilians, you know. It does very bad psychological damage to most of them, unless they are psychopaths.
Right. Well, there's two kinds of people in the military, in my opinion. The people that believe that our country is like some great country, and they've done absolutely no research into these fake wars. And then the people that like to kill people, who are the psychopaths. And yes, in fact, the ones who actually have a conscience, those are the ones that get post-traumatic stress disorder. The ones that don't have a conscience don't have any problem with what they're doing. And I suspect as they start coming home, they're going to start, you know, doing bad things to their own family because there's a lot of chipping and vaccinating and all kinds of things going on.
Well, and as I say, it is hard to undo 100 years of a propagandized public, you know, that has been fed so much misinformation over the last 100 years by a whoring mainstream media.
Right. And that's why we have internet radio. We'll see how long that lasts. But that's why, you know, people that really want to know the truth, you know, are doing their homework. And there's a lot of people out there doing excellent work investigating different things. There's not too many people that investigate everything, and that's what I do. You know, that's why my show, What's Ailing America, as I always say, I'll never run out of answers to that question. When I do shows on other networks, I'm usually talking about vaccines. But people have to realize, and this is a very important point, if you're interested in chemtrails, for example, you have to become somewhat educated as to the other things going on. See, that always amazes me. Why are people just focusing on one thing? That's another thing I love about this Great Culling documentary, because they're talking about vaccinations, fluoride, you know, chemtrails. They're talking about a number of things. And, of course, you'd have to do a whole series to just, you know, get the big picture of the stuff that they're doing. But that's what people have to realize. It's not just one thing. So it's good to become kind of an expert in one area, but in my opinion, the real activists that have a conscience, they've got to become somewhat familiar with the other things too. And when they're giving talks or whatever, just mention, oh, by the way, you know, you should check out vaccines. You should check out fluoride. There's a number of people that have checked out, you know, all these different areas. So that's what people have to do. Just to put it out there.
Basically never lose the perspective where it fits into the whole picture.
Right. That's why I always talk about the big picture. It's always the big picture. And every show I'm on, when I'm talking about vaccines on other networks, I always say, you know, this is my issue. This is what where my passion is. But don't think this is it. And that's why people need to check out on both of my websites. I have the diagrams. The first one is the big picture. And, you know, basically the point is we're being assaulted in all these different ways. And eventually some assault's going to get you, make you sick. And then if you go to the doctors, they're going to kill you. Because the doctors are definitely, in my opinion, they're attracting only psychopaths at this point. The people being admitted into medical school are psychopaths because they're murdering people. And I have lots of proof of that as well.
And what better place to follow up the satanic agenda and make the sacrifices to safe? Than when they can kill people and get away with it.
Right. Well, it's very funny how, you know, with all this discussion on religion, the two religions they never mention are Luciferianism and Satanism. So that's kind of glaringly obvious. Okay, thank you for calling in, Werner. We'll be back next week, folks. Make sure you tune in. My special guest will be John Kaminsky, another warrior for truth. Okay. Have a good weekend, whatever that means. Bye-bye.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions.